Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie, welcome to the Just Solid Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much. The love of my heart, my grandson. Thank you so much. And happy pre-Valentine's Day to you. I am just so excited and so thrilled to be able to be on the show this evening. I did an earlier show in the morning, and that one was about business. And I get a chance to do a pre-Valentine's Day show for the evening, and I'm excited to be here. I am your hostess, Jasari's Love, and Jasari means audacious love, and I'm just really, really, really happy to be here to be able to spend just a little bit of time with you. This particular program is not designed to challenge anybody, really. It's just really designed for me to just express what I think is needed out here, and that's just more love. For more people to find their way to be more loving. And that's just something I think that this earth needs, that the planet needs, that the people need, that every creature on the planet needs. Every living thing needs to feel that it's loved, and that it's loved in a loving way, in a peaceful way, in a cooperative way. So I just wanted to spend some time, you know, doing that. I also want to thank all of the people who have been listening, the 29,000 people who have been listening to Home-Based Business 101, and we're just a part of that format. But along with your business life, you have a personal life, and in your personal life, we're praying that there's some love, and we're hoping that your business life can be loving and caring also. I've been pretty fortunate to be able to have the best of both worlds by being able to do that. So I'm really, really excited about that. Again, this is called the Jasari's Love Show, and it means audacious love. Now, you know, people are about to celebrate Valentine's weekend. I'm quite sure some lovers are hitting it off now. They're out there and about with their balloons and their champagne and satin sheets and who knows what, a romantic dinner and all the stuff that goes with that romantic program, the whole thing called Valentine's Day. And I know that some people could care less about Valentine's Day too, but, you know, the majority of us have come through with the little children's Valentine's Day cards. And, you know, we give them out to our classmates, and we want to give one to our mothers. I don't know about the dads, but the mothers always got one. And a Valentine's Day card and a flower or something like that. And it's all very sweet, and it's a really nice gesture to be loving and kind. Then, of course, as we move into those teenage years, you know, the heart starts to pound a little bit more, and those hormones start to jumping. And, hey, voila, we really, really, really want a little bit more attention, and those cards mean a little bit more, and maybe a trip to the movie or something like that. Always a box of candy is so good, unless you got one of those yucky boxes of candy. Y'all know what I mean. Nothing like that yucky box of candy. But anyway, for the most part, you know, you get a nice box of candy, and you're on your way, and you're pretty happy with that. So, you know, I'm just sharing, you know, those kind of experiences with the listening audience. And then as we're in our teenage years, sometimes it gets a little serious, you know, you really fall for someone, and in some cases it could just be the walking along, hand-holding, go to the movies, well chaperoned by our parents kind of love, romance going on, courting is what they used to call it back in the day. But somewhere in the last 30 years, some of us have gotten away from that, and some of our young people out here, and they're not being chaperoned like we think that, like I think they should be. And a lot more things are happening to them. And this idea of love being a romantic thing and a caring thing has become a bossy thing and a controlling thing. And I'm not going to go heavy into it this weekend because it's a loving weekend. But it's something I will touch on in the future just briefly because the other side of love is hate. The other side of caring is to be uncaring. And the other side of treating a person with respect is to be disrespectful. So we have to know, you know, the yang, the yang. You have to know the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so we need to keep an eye on that so that we try to have more trends of which we spend more time in these relationships, even if you're, you know, kind of blushing at some guy and you're 15 or 16 and he's, you know, the basketball star on the basketball court, that you can be happy in that little friendly teenagery love years. And even as it develops, as we become young adults, that it can still be a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling and not one of fear or despair. There's always going to be some heartbreak in there. Hey, let's face it, we can't kind of stop the heartbreak part, okay, that kind of is in there. But, you know, it's just the idea that of thinking about some of these relationships just being a little bit more peaceful, and that would be important. That would be very important. When we think about love, those words come up, caring about someone, being a friend first to someone, getting to know them, the things that you have in common, being respectful to things that you may disagree about, kind of looking at those things that are different as interesting, and that's what makes the world go round, just the fact that, you know, you have those differences, you know. There's a song out, "The Love Makes the World Go Round." Well, people make the world go round, and people in love make the world go round. So those are just different things that I just wanted to touch on to kind of have us think about, you know, and then those loves developed, you know, through the years, and before you know it, you may have someone who falls in love, and then, oh, my goodness, I've heard of some people getting married overnight, you know, because they fell in love, and some of them have been married for years. Then, of course, we have the fall in love overnight and get married and break up a week later. You know, some people don't take that seriously like they should. Or they just get so excited about that loving feeling and they want to make a commitment right away. And then you have that love that just stands the test of time. Oh, my parents. I'm going to talk about them for a few minutes. I have wonderful parents, Raymond and Edith Williams, and they, in my opinion, were so romantic and so in love. Now, my dad is no longer with us, but let me tell you one thing. You talk about romance. Well, I mean, that may be the reason why there are six of us. They had six offspring. I have four brothers and one sister. And we're ranging from ages, let me see, going backwards, I would say 50, let's see, let me get this right, 57, 55, 53, and then there was a skip. There was this, like, empty period of 8 years, and all of a sudden, it popped my brother, and that makes him 47, another one that's 45, and another one, my baby sister, no, my baby brother, I'm sorry, who is probably 43. Yeah. And so that's how my family was. So I just know that from coming from a very blessed and loving family of my father just being so loving towards my mother, that was something that I got to see, feel, and enjoy his expressions of love to her. And I'll never forget that. He left us and transitioned in 1989. But my memories of him of that are very, very loving, very romantic memories of him and my mother. Just to give you a little bit of an idea of what I mean by that. Being romantic for my dad would be getting up on a Saturday morning after he's worked all week and fixing breakfast. Now, he fixed it for the whole family, for the whole group of us. But the main thing, you know, it was like, you know, a release for my mother, you know, give her a break. And he didn't really say that. He just enjoyed doing that. And he fixed wonderful breakfasts. All the health experts may disagree with me, but at that time, coming up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, having the house smell of bacon and eggs and sausage, and then, oh, there was this big, big bowl of applesauce with a little sprinkle of cinnamon and allspice in it, and a little bit of, what else did he used to put in it? A little lemon. And it was eight of us, so he made a big, gigantic bowl of this. And you could always go back for more. And then there were days when he did the pancake thing. And the pancake thing was meant you could have pancakes as big as your plate, or you could have these, you know, like a whole bunch of pancakes the size of maybe the center of your hand. Well, sometimes you had those little quarter, 50-cent pancakes, and then you had the warmed-up syrup. I never cared for the syrup. It was king syrup. Sorry, I don't like king syrup. But anyway, that's just my personal thing. I like Log Cabin, and I like Hungry Jack. I think Log Cabin was out back in those days. But he would warm the king syrup up, so everything was always warmed up in the house. And he had butter or margarine. I don't know which one. But anyway, and there was plenty of bacon. Oh, my goodness, one all of us don't have high blood pressure. But anyway, it was fun, and it was loving, and it was caring. And then, oh, my goodness, he really spoiled us. Yes, we were kind of spoiled because he said all we had to do was put all the dishes together on the table, clean all the plates off real good, and he washed the dishes. Yes, he washed the dishes. This could be like a Father's Day tribute, too. But this is a loving thing, and the house that we lived in was very peaceful, except for, you know, me and my brother sometimes wrestling and little disputes that we had from time to time, which, of course, I was the victor every time. Okay, maybe a little slight exaggeration there. But the bottom line is that it was wonderful, and it was enjoyable. And it was a loving time. In our home, you know, it was a lot of, you know, my mom, you know, showing us how to, you know, make the beds. And it was a lot of teamwork. We all did our part. But he did extra things for my mother. He always complimented her. And we felt the love that he had for her. He told her that she looked good. And I remember in her late 50s, and she, by the way, she's still alive. She's like 83 right now. That she would be worried about her weight and all that. But he didn't make a big deal about that. He just said, you look beautiful to me, you know. And back then, of course, she wore the mini skirts, so she was looking real cute, you know what I'm saying. And so they loved to go out on Friday and sometimes Saturday nights, one or the other, and go out dancing. And they would go and they would do hand dancing. And they would actually go, we lived in Baltimore City, so they would go to these to the clubs in the area, the Elks Lounge, and I can't think of some of the places. I probably could if I thought about it. But there were different places they went, and they would lay it out with the hand dancing. And they'd come back and tell us how everybody would say, yeah, you know, they loved us. They were clapping for us. And they did regular freestyle dance. And, oh, yeah, they could dance. They could cut the rug, as one would say, in Baltimore if you came from the old school. That's the way we describe things. And everything was peaceful and wonderful and very loving. And, you know, even before they went out, he would tell her how beautiful she looked, and she would always tell him how handsome he looked. And they've gotten a lot of pictures of them going out and coming back and stuff like that. And but it was nice. It was very loving all the time. So that's a romance, you know, that I remember always with my mom and my dad, always just very caring and very romantic. And the house was kept very nice, not just because it was expected, but because my mother wanted to have a nice home for the family, which was her way of being loving. And, of course, when my father came in from work, he worked at SK, Quality Meat, and he was a meat cutter. So when he came home from work, it was very comforting, and the dinner would pretty much be ready, and we would all sit at the table together as a loving family and say our grace and talk. And but all in all, you know, it was very, very together atmosphere. And that's what I think of. Is when I think of love, I think about all those things. I think about, you know, my father reviewing a homework, the spelling test. We have to stand and say the spelling words. I think of my mother getting all of our things together so we could get ourselves together for school the next day. But those things are love, and a lot of people, you know, forget about that type of love, how you exist in your home, how that can be loving. And there was no yelling and screaming and all of that in my home, you know. Nothing was perfect, now don't get me wrong, but it just was very, very calm considering how many people were there. There were 8 people in there, and it was very, very calm and very, you know, very affectionate. And we were all, for the most part, you know, nice things were said about me when I had a little outfit on. Oh, you look nice, things like that, you know, that kind of a thing. And my brothers would be spruced up. Oh, you look nice. So we were, nice things were said to us. And so, for the most part, it's easier for me to say nice things than to say bad things to people because I was raised with a more positive, uplifting, loving relationship. And I wish that for everyone, that they could have that. Unfortunately, everybody doesn't have that that is a blessing. But I just wanted to share that with you. I'm going to take a minute for a station break. You are listening to Home-Based Business 101, and this is actually the Jasari's Love Show, and this is my evening show called It's All About Love. And if you haven't tweeted or Facebook, oh, I'm sorry, please do that. And I'm going to do a better job of getting these shows out there so that you'll know about the show ahead of time. I've kind of, you know, just learning still. It takes me a while, people. I know I've been learning this for like the last 2 months, but it takes me a while to get everything up and going. But I am a part of that platform, and this is just one of the topics that I have always had a passion about expressing, why it's important for us to show love. And it came from a theme song. I have a couple of theme songs from my childhood, and I might kind of sing them. And you all know it, by Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. But before I do that, I forgot to give you my email address. If you want to chat more and exchange ideas with me more about this topic, you can reach me at Jasaris Love, which is Jasarislove at Movements Unlimited, UNLIMITED.com. JasarisLove@MovementsUnlimited.com. That's the best way right now to contact me until I get my blogs and all that going, my written blogs, and learning how to do all this stuff. But anyway, getting back to the idea of love, and I kind of got to the area of my parents somewhere along the line. Cupid sent a bow into my dad and my mom, an arrow of love. And they got married and had us children, had six of us. And like I said, it was very romantic. And I have pictures of when we were young, and they were all dressed up, going to New York. And my mom used to go get dressed at this place called Henlon's out at, I think it was at Mondawmin Mall. I'm not sure if the mall was up then, but some place called Henlon's. And she just, you know, had this 26-inch waist or 22-inch waist or whatever they had back in the day. God, I don't know how the people had a waist like that. But anyway, 24-inch waist, you know what I'm saying, you know, the measurements that guys consider supposed to have been the measurements of the day if you had those measurements. And anyway, though, it was very romantic in the family, and a lot of love was there. A typical day was my dad getting up for work at about 4:30, my mom getting up, fixing breakfast. You could smell all the coffee, the toast, and what have you, and kissing him off to go to work, then laying back down for a while, and then getting us children up, which was the next extension of her love, was to her children. And you hated to be the first one up on a cold winter day when the house was a little chilly to go get your wash up or whatever. Didn't really take showers back then, but your wash up or whatever, and get ready to go to school. And so there was a nice breakfast that she fixed for us children. And, yeah, you know, we had we didn't eat cereal when I was a child. Don't remember a lot of oatmeal either. Just some. I do remember some. I remember, you know, we had usually, you know, eggs and bacon for breakfast. And so she spent some energy in the morning getting us all out. And then, of course, you know, since the last three children were 8 years between our ages, you know, being home with them and being a mother, at home mom, taking care of the children and the house and just keeping things going and taking them to get their vaccinations and checkups. And there's a lot of controversy on that right now, but that's what the mothers did that were caring back then. And taking us, I remember, to the playgrounds and walking us, you know, she'd have the stroller. It was a baby carriage mostly back then. But really being a loving mom. And then back in the day, we came home for lunch until some law was passed, some dreaded law, I think, because so many moms were starting to go to work. But I used to love coming home for lunch. I think you had like a half an hour. I don't know how we did it, to tell you the truth. I just lived about four blocks from school. Come home for lunch, and we would have, in the wintertime, soup and sandwich. I loved it. Sometimes a hot thing of chocolate with your sandwich. And it was just so warm and so nice for those few minutes to go back home and be home with mom. And then it all changed, though, passed that law, I don't know, but anyway. And then it was these old horrible sandwiches. My family didn't have enough money for all of us to purchase a lunch, the school lunch, because they didn't have the school lunch program. So we had to take these these horrible sandwiches that my mother thought that we liked them, but oh, it was like cheese with mayonnaise, you know what I'm saying? Oh, but they gave you that milk, oh God. But anyway, I'm just telling you what it was like. Nonetheless, you know, getting home from school, there she was, you know, we walked home on our own with our friends, and there was love there. You were greeted at the door. She wasn't yelling up the street, you know, my name and screaming and cursing. And, you know, people that do that nowadays, please stop it. It's not loving. I know you're thinking to yourself, what's a rough world out here? Hey, hello. It doesn't have to be rough in your home. In your home, can you kind of make it a place that your child loves to come to instead of, oh, God, that's my mom yelling at the top of her lungs like she's lost her mind? You know, and I don't know, is this something you're eating or you're drinking, but whatever it is, get a grip. Even if you're having a PMS day, you know, no, that's positive, that's PMS, one of those days. You know, get a grip. You know every month you're going to have that situation. So kind of like do whatever you got to do to calm yourself down. You know, go to a health food store, get some good stuff that helps you, us women, calm us down. Because it's nothing like being not a very loving mother. I just wanted to share that with you, you know, because it all is relevant. It's really relevant. And so you have your relationships with your parents and your relationships with the parents that they have. And this is what I saw, their relationship with the neighborhood, people speaking and all of that. So I'm talking, you know, 60s and 70s, that sort of thing. And it was a very loving, calm time. If you ever get a chance to see the movie The Corner, you'll see the episode where when he looks back and at his young age, it was a calm, friendly, clean neighborhood, much more loving environment. And we're talking about the environment that we're in and we put ourselves in. So going on with love, you know, we have teenage love. We talked about some of that. But just to say a few more things about my parents, they were loving. Mom came to the PTA meeting. Of course, I had good grades, so that wasn't a problem. You know, you may have thought they weren't so loving when you had to get a spanking. Of course, you all know that this talk show host was not getting that many spankings, okay? Now, my brother's another story, okay? But anyway. But, you know, whatever they did, they still did it in a loving way. I mean, you know, the spanking didn't last forever, and it wasn't horrendous, but it was enough to make you not do whatever you did again, I'll tell you that much. And you were just told, you know, not to do that again, whatever it was. Love, the house was always clean, and sometimes we were the ones to help clean it up. But, you know, we have a clean house, it does show some love, some care, some concern. Clearing things out of the way can be loving. Being honorable in your family, you know, when you love your parents, one of the things I can tell people to this day, 90% of the things that I didn't do that got most people in trouble in the street was because I honored my family. That's a love type thing. Away from home, how I conducted myself and my brothers and sisters. You know, for the most part, no, we weren't angels, but I didn't get in trouble in school because I loved my family. I loved my parents. I didn't want to dishonor the family, hurt them, break their hearts, which would be love. So I want to say this one. This is my song, and it's, you know, what the world needs now is love, sweet love, not just for some, but for everyone. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are rivers and oceans enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. Lord, we don't need another cornfield or another wheat field. There's enough of that. We just need love, sweet love. And I just want to, you know, emphasize that. That's a song, I don't have all the words right now, by Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach. I'm going to see if I can buy that song and play it, a little bit of it. And there's another one by John Lennon, Imagine. Imagine all the people caring about each other. I know there's some people laughing at this show going, oh, yeah, big deal, get a grip, lady. The world is full of evil and mean. Only if we insist on putting it there. The only evil and mean is what we do. It's not a bear being evil. I mean, bears just do what bears do. It's not a lion or a tiger being evil. I mean, they just do what they do. But as human beings, we have a moment to think and decide, do we want to be mean or do we want to be kind? That's a decision that we make. Even if there's some things pushing you into a certain direction, it's still a decision. So all I want to say is it's all about love. From the Jasari's Love Show, I thank you for listening in this evening. My time is up. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Please enjoy your Valentine's Day weekend. Be kind to that sweetheart that you have. Think of her in a loving way. Think of him in a loving way. Treat each other in a loving way. And it's all about love. Time for me to go. It's my time. It's your time. Make it a loving time. And I'm trying to find this my time again. Okay, thank you, and good night, and thanks for listening. Bye now. Tutanana.
Come on.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.